This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike, how you doing, Mike, man? Thanks for joining us. We were a little concerned about that, so we will get Mike the old-fashioned way.
Gotcha.
Which is fine. We'll get Mike in a minute. Yeah. We had a feeling that possibly could happen. Now I see him, but I don't know if I can hear him. But we'll get him. We'll effort him the other way because I'm having trouble hearing him.
Yeah, he's good, too.
But you see him. This is disconcerting. But that's all right. Sunday at 10 a.m., 49ers are going to play the New Orleans Saints with Mac Jones at quarterback. You were starting to go down that list, and we'll get Mike in a sec here. Works at the NFL Network. What are you thinking right now?
Oh, no, I was just I can't wait to get his
All right.
Yeah, we got him now.
All right, we got Mike. Hey, Mike, how you doing, man?
I think happened.
There you go.
I appreciate you guys having me on. You know, I pop on the camera. You guys, look, I get it. I'm not wearing makeup. You know, the hair's not done the right way. And you go, you know what? We cannot put this dude on camera. Let's just do the voice thing. Let's just do the phone call.
Well, that's not exactly true, but we appreciate you hanging in there with us, Mike. Of course, Mike works for the NFL Network. Let's jump right into it. 49ers are going down to New Orleans without Brock Purdy. Mac Jones is going to be the starter. When you hear that, what's the first thing you think about when you look at that game between the two teams and a backup going down to New Orleans?
Well, two things come to play. Number one, I say, oh boy, that's not good when you just go and pay Brock Purdy what you paid him in this offseason and know that he is really the straw that stirs this team's drink. But if I said to you, hey, like, you know, pick one of the opponents in the NFL, give me the short list of teams that you don't mind playing without your starting quarterback, let's be real here. I think the Saints would, you know, be on that short list. I think there's some things that Kyle and company can do to sort of mitigate this loss. But let's, you know, before we hit the, you know, stomp on the panic button here, number one, Mac Jones is a guy that has had some playoff experience. And I know we can point to, you know, his time even in Jacksonville and some of the up and down moments. To be fair, look, I don't think Mac was sort of set up for success in Jacksonville, banged up team. I do think that this roster, the San Francisco 49ers roster, is significantly better. And I know I feel confident enough in the defense and a game plan to limit the Saints from getting on the board. I think if you make Spencer Rattler, you know, the passing quarterback and make him go and beat you, I think that's actually like a recipe for success from a Niners perspective. Look, they invested in this backfield. You know, Christian looked good. You got a guy like Brian Robinson. Like, I think there's some stuff that Kyle can cook up to make sure that they can at least buy some time for that turf toe. By the way, turf toe variant. Someone needs to explain that to me. You guys need to get like a doctor on to explain the difference between turf toe variant and just regular turf toe. But hopefully Mac is going to be able to see the field very soon.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Mike, always a pleasure. And last Thursday, we got a yearly thing we do. We call it the 49ers Summit, and we go out with the people and all the hosts from the station are there, and we just talk everything 49ers. And, Mike, out of nowhere, breaking news, something's going on with McCaffrey. He missed practice in the calf, and that kind of just detoured the whole thing into what's going on. Do you play him? Mike, he touched the ball that week 31 times. Holy. I want to ask you, are you shocked? And do you expect now with no Purdy and Kittle for McCaffrey to get that workload? Because I was that he played, but then, Mike, that he got 31 touches.
Totally. Look, if he's out there, and you guys know this, and he is one of the most significantly talented players in the NFL, especially when he's healthy. And then to your point, like, we just didn't know what that was going to look like. You know, 2-3 days heading into week number one, Ian Rappaport, who's one of my colleagues at NFL, I actually had a conversation with him. I was like, hey, you know, where is this going? Where is this trending? And he felt like, look, all signs are pointing, you know, for Christian to play, but also, you know, a normal sort of workload is at least what his thought was. So I wasn't shocked, but at the same time, you pause and you go, damn, like, they're giving it to this dude, especially, you know, considering some of the health concerns based off of a year ago. You know, but, and you guys know this, like, when you're out on the football field, it's hard to call plays and protect players. Like, you either can do or you can't do. And that in between, I think would have been tough. But I think to answer your question about this weekend, I think there's no question you're going to see, you know, Christian really be the centerpiece of this offense. I think you can make an argument if he's out there, he's always going to be the centerpiece of what Kyle Shanahan wants to do in this offense. But I think he is going to make it extremely difficult for New Orleans defense that really struggled last week against the run. I mean, James Conner racked up, you know, I forget what the exact number was, but as a team, I thought they ran the ball effectively. It was like 150 yards, something along those lines. So I do think that there is the potential, you know, this team is better than Arizona, I think. I think there's really the potential here for the Niners to handle business, even on the road without their starting quarterback.
Mike Yam joining us on 95.7 The Game. You can hear him on the NFL Network and at the CW. I don't know. Hey, Mike, did you make a prediction on how many wins the Niners would have this year?
You know, I didn't. I really did feel, because you guys know this, every single year you can point to teams that are like, you know, worst to first. They were the obvious choice one on the short list in the NFL, just because you just point to the injuries. Like, you still feel good about this roster. But I did not make a prediction in terms of wins losses.
But it sounds like you could see them maybe a 9 or a 10 win team.
No question.
Okay.
No question. So, especially with their schedule.
Yes. Yes. So my question would be, I kind of asked 49er fans this yesterday. You're not going to have Purdy from 2 to 5 games, and you're not going to have Kittle for the next 4 games. Would that have impacted your victory total?
Yes. I think before the season, it would be hard for that not to be the case. But I'm looking at, I just pulled up their schedule because I don't have it, you know, in terms of memory. Look, they get a week 1 win, so that's 1-0. I think they win the next 3 games, so that puts them at 4-0. And then I think it gets dicey. You know, look, I live down here in Los Angeles. I lived in the Bay for over a decade when I was covering the Pac-12. You know, SoFi Stadium, you know, it's right across the street from our studio. When the Niners play here, it's kind of Niners territory. Let's be real about this. So, but it's still, I think that's a tough matchup. We'll see where kind of the health of those guys at that point. And then to go on the road to Tampa Bay, I actually think Tampa Bay is like a scary, scary good team. So let's just say they lose both those games. You're sitting at 4-2. And then looking at the remaining schedule, like, there's some winnable. God, like, this is a soft schedule on the back half. Like, there's still an opportunity. It would have no doubt curtailed my win-loss, you know, kind of tally there. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe,
but you
maybe
might have started it high because of the schedule.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, are you buying that? Like, do you think, like, did you guys have them as the double-digit win team? Like, I thought that was fair. Like, maybe the reason why you're asking me that, Matt, is just because you think that win total kind of drops now over the next few weeks.
Well, interestingly, Guru and I both had 10 wins. And he would change.
I took it down to 8. Mike.
I still would not change it at this point, just because of those two particular injuries. That's just me.
Yeah, I think it's fair. I think here's the other thing. You know, not to play the hypothetical world, because, you know, obviously we didn't know about these injuries before the season. But I think even the timing of the injuries is really significant. Like, when I look at this schedule, man, like, if you need to buy buy some time here. Like, these are gettable games. Like, the Saints, I get it, it's on the road. I do think Arizona is a better team than probably people think about, but like, you're the San Francisco 49ers, even without Purdy and George Kittle. Like, you still have a better roster than the Arizona Cardinals do. Like, you should win that game. And then for the Jags to have to go cross country, like, I don't know what to make it. Like, I know they're the darlings of the NFL because Travis Hunter and, like, you know, drafting, all good, but I don't know. I still think you're a better football team. Like, the Rams is when it gets serious in my mind in early October.
Mike, I got a question. You let me know if I'm being too hard on this one player, and his name is Trent Williams, and my co-host, you know, he holds him accountable, and last year he had some things off the field, but his play while he was there slipped a bit, but I think the world of him. But I'm a little irritated, and I know it's only one game, but what I do know, Mike, is he hardly did anything this offseason. He's 37, and I was telling the math, says, hey, you know, Frank Sinatra, let him do it his way. He'll be ready week one. Seattle, they got some defense. Leonard Williams, Byron Murphy, DeMarcus Lawrence. But I thought Trent Williams wasn't ready or had his best game. Is it fair for me to sit here and say, okay, Trent, the first 4 weeks of the season are not your preseason? If you're going to do that or not do much in the offseason, you got to be ready. You say what to that?
So I would say, not in person and next to Trent, I would give a different answer because he is a massive human being.
Ask Richard Sherman, right? Yeah.
Look, I think he is still on the short list of one of the premier, you know, offensive linemen in the NFL. I'm with you, and I think there was some disappointment. You know, remember last year, you know, we were having all these conversations about, you know, contract situations with Brandon Ayuk. And I remember actually you guys were kind enough to invite me on the show. And I remember saying, like, hey, the national conversation is about Brandon, but like, I got to be honest, like, the Trent Williams situation is like more significant, at least in my mind, in how that offense wants to roll, especially when you think about schematically what Kyle likes to do. And I thought Trent was, you know, a little slower to start last year as well. Maybe part of that, though, is like a general trend in the league, though. Like, I think you can look at week one, and I think we retreated, and it's even harder to make this case when you watch Sunday Night Football and see Buffalo and Baltimore play at such a high level. But I think as you like kind of scatter around the NFL in week one, like I was, you know, I had a couple games up on my monitors. I had Red Zone up, and I don't know if I saw the sharpest football. And I think that's kind of a general trend. So I'm willing to give him the pass on week one.
Mike Yam joining us on 95.7 The Game. He's a host at the NFL Network, also at the CW. Talking about that schedule, and it's an easy schedule. Let's call it for what it is. But if I were to just lump these teams together, because one of the things we hear is, well, we don't know how they're going to be this year, the teams that the 49ers play. So if I say this schedule's cake, they got the Saints, they got the Jaguars, they got the Texans, they got the Giants, they have the Browns, they have the Panthers, they have the Titans, they have the Colts, they have the Bears. Of those teams, can you give me two or three that are maybe going to be better than we think they're going to be?
Colts for sure.
Okay.
You know, I look, you're also talking to a Giants fan. So there's a part of me that saw this coming with Daniel Jones. I'm like, of course he's going to ball out. Of course he's going to win this starting job. But I actually think there's some really good pieces in Indianapolis. Plus that game is on the road in Indy. So I do think they are, you know, a better team. I'm still not sold on the Panthers. Like, maybe you say, hey, the second half of last year, they picked it up and they get the Niners get them in the second half of this season as well. You know, playing Cleveland, you know, late November, you know, playing them at their place, maybe. But, you know, to be honest with you, one that I would circle in that group is the Colts. You know, the Titans flash. Like, I don't expect much from them. I don't think they have the depth to compete. But I thought Cam Ward actually looked pretty good at times in week number one. But I guess I keep, you know, I'm name-checking these teams. But I think the only one that I feel confident in being a better team than we thought heading into the season would be the Colts.
Mike, as Jake Moody continued to miss kicks, and I know he had one blocked week one, I was defending him like, hey, you know, Kyle was on record as I don't talk to kickers much. And I'm like, maybe invite him over for some lasagna, you know, make him feel like a part of the team. But boy, did I take an L. Do you think, Kyle, like, do you second guess how they handled that? Should that have been done sooner in your mind, or was that par for the course after what you saw in 1 week? That was enough, and you saw that coming, what happened, him being released.
I- Yeah, I mean, I don't think this is a one-week situation, though. I think there were some issues last year that you could point to. You know, the crazy thing about this, guys, is Jake Moody, for those who don't know, and maybe the fans in the Bay Area are more aware of this just because of, he's their guy. But a couple of years ago, he played in Vegas. It was the last year the East-West Shrine Bowl was in Vegas. I was there for it that entire week and talked to a bunch of different, you know, coaches and players. And, you know, generally speaking, like, you don't, God, it sounds awful, but like, you don't spend a ton of time talking to the kickers when you're at a lot of these like college all-star cases. Bad job by me. But Jake Moody was the MVP of that game. Like, that goes to show you like how anemic the offenses were. But Jake was the offensive MVP of that game. And then I remember, like, Niners drafted him in third round, right? Does that sound right?
Yes. Yep.
Am I making that up? Yeah. So he's a third round pick. And I remember when he got drafted, I was like, damn, okay, like, I get it, like, offensive MVP, but like, that seemed to touch, you don't really, you know, typically see that in on draft days. There was a lot invested, and I think based off of the results from last season, if we're being, you know, honest with each other here, I think that coupled with what we saw in week one, knowing what the margin is for this team, like, we still feel good about the roster, still feel good about them, you know, generally speaking with this schedule, like, you can't struggle like that. And there's too many good kickers that we're seeing in the NFL. You know, when Justin Tucker was doing his thing, I think he really helped Harbaugh and the Baltimore Ravens. And really from an offensive play calling standpoint, like, you could be a little more aggressive. You could take some chances. It really changed how you saw the game if you were an offensive coordinator. And I think now we're seeing so many talented kickers in the NFL. I think Kyle in this front office is like, yo, let's just go get one of these dudes, because you don't want to hold your breath more than you normally would for a kick that's, you know, within 50 yards. And those plus 50s almost starting to feel like automatic for some guys in the league.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Mike, what was the biggest thing that surprised you in week one, or even in last night's game, if you want to bring it up to that point?
Yeah, you know, I think the easy one to point to is Buffalo and Baltimore. And, you know, I was in Baltimore for training camp this year, so I saw those guys in person. Last 2 years, actually, I've seen this team in person. And last year, I walk off the practice field and I think to myself, I don't know how they lose a game. And this year, I walked off the practice field and I said, I don't know how they lose a game. And the roster I thought was better this year than even last year. The team is absolutely loaded. And I think
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Disappointment is, and the thing that stood out to me was, for as good as Buffalo was, and you give credit to Josh Allen and the resiliency that they showed in Sunday Night Football, 2 years ago, Zay Flowers fumble, Mark Andrews, the fumble last year in the postseason. I could go back to week one of last year with Isaiah Likely in the back of that end zone against Kansas City to open up the season. They had a lead against the Raiders in the second half and they lost that game. There is something that's like becoming a thing with this team that worries me, where I say this roster is so darn talented. I think they have the best team in the NFL on paper, and yet what is it about the inability to close in some of these big moments? And that's what worries me as I look ahead. It was like the one thing that I like sort of took away from a Buffalo win.
Mike, I got to do this. That was a great question by my partner, and I'm going to add and need your excellence in this or your expertise. What is going on with this new dynamic kickoff rule that is condensing the field and making the guys feel like teams are getting the ball at the 40, 35? I don't like it, Mike. What's going on?
Yeah, I think the league does like it. I can hear it in your voice, man. You got like a little old school into you, and I love it because I think we all grew up with a certain way of watching the game.
Yeah.
I know you put it there and like let's grind it out. And you know we've seen these dynamic kick returners, like the actual players, you know, over the last 10, 15 years, 20 years, like really change the fortunes of certain franchises and the results that we've seen this year. But scoring is up, and you guys know this. I mean, you can go back to the home run chase way back in the day. You know, like people like to see some of those offensive outputs, and I think the league is trying to make it a point, A, from a player safety standpoint on some of those collisions, and then B, just try to sort of ramp up some of the offensive numbers.
Hey, Mike, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it, man.
You guys are the best. You guys are the best. Take care, man. Enjoy the game.
Hey, Mike, before we go, can I ask you this? Did you have a Super Bowl prediction before Micah went to Green Bay? And if so, can you share it with us before you leave?
Well, I did like Baltimore in that game, and there was a part of me that's always been kind of high on Detroit. I thought they would be able to overcome the loss of coordinators, but 8 different coaches now, no longer on that staff. Week 1 was not pretty for that team, and I think it's hard not to go, oh my God, the Packers look good right now after the first 2 weeks of the season. So I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there, though.
All right, Mike. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Take care, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.